In this episode of Managing Uncertainty, I dig into a common reason that crisis exercises fail, and that is untrained executives. Training is preparation, and exercising is practice and building muscle memory. If your leaders don't know their roles before the scenario starts, then they'll fight the process instead of practicing those decisions. Learn how to set your team and your executives up for success by training first and then exercising. This is the Managing Uncertainty podcast, and I'm Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. As I said in this episode, I want to talk about why training has to come before exercising. Too often in my experiences, exercises fall apart because executives or other stakeholders or team members in the exercise haven't been trained on their roles in crisis management. And when that happens, instead of testing decision-making and building muscle memory and practicing, the group then ends up fighting the scenario or fighting the process. Now, my core idea here is that training is preparation and that exercising is practice and building muscle memory. If you skip that training, then your exercise can't deliver the insights or the confidence that you're really looking for. And that applies to everyone in the organization, but especially your executive team. The common failure that I see is that the scenario starts and 20 to 30 minutes are spent debating whether or not this is a realistic exercise. And why am I just now finding out about this? And what happened before I got here? And who are these people that are making these other decisions? Executives in this case don't know the crisis plan or playbook, and so they argue about the process instead of focus on making decisions. That energy instead should have gone into validating the response, communicating what's going on, and determining the priorities for recovery. Training matters not just because it's the right thing to do and because it sets your team up for success, but our standards, like ISO 22361, call out leadership competence as a critical piece of crisis readiness. Our own FFIC guidance that the financial services firms are regulated by treats training as a prerequisite before exercises. And so without that foundation, exercises create false lessons. You think your plan is broken when really your people were just never trained. They're unprepared for what is going on. So what does training look like for executives? It is some short focus sessions before the exercise. What's the crisis management framework at a high level? What is your role as an executive in decision making? What is the cadence of communications? What are our impact and risk tolerances? It doesn't have to be a half-day class. It doesn't even have to be 2 or 3 hours. Sometimes 30 to 60 minutes is more than enough to educate them and set expectations. Now, when you skip training, you have 3 major risks that happen. Reputationally, leaders leave the exercise with less confidence than they had prior to the exercise, and their concern is directed at you as the resilience leader. Second, operational concerns. You draw the wrong conclusions because the exercise was derailed. And third, just culturally, it signals that resilience is somebody else's problem when it's really something that we need the whole organization to do. So here's how to get it right. Build executive training into your annual cadence, just like a BIA or a crisis management plan review. Always do a leadership briefing before major tabletop or simulation exercises, and consider pairing executives with facilitators during the exercise to help them guide their role. So it's important to make sure that we don't skip the training gap or skip the training step. Train first and then exercise. And that is how you ensure that your executives and your organization walk away from an exercise with greater confidence, not confusion. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.